The nation's largest hospital chain, Columbia HCA Healthcare Corporation, has agreed to reimburse the federal government $745 million plus interest. The Justice Department charged that Columbia inflated bills it sent the government to pay for laboratory, home health care, and Medicare services. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
It was 3 years ago when scandal erupted at the offices of Columbia HCA, perhaps the most aggressive healthcare corporation at the time, known for gobbling up hospitals and healthcare entities nationwide. Three company officials were indicted for fraudulently overbilling Medicare, and in the midst of a massive federal probe into corporate wrongdoing, Columbia's founder and CEO, Richard Scott, resigned. The new management team shifted gears right away, selling off the company's home health care business, nearly a third of its hospitals and surgery centers, and establishing a new philosophy, a focus on local communities and the local hospitals that serve them. It's a focus that continues today, 3 years later, according to Columbia official Jeff Prescott.
We are now looking at what one might call organic growth, or growing the company with the existing facilities that we have. They're a great group of facilities.
Prescott says the company is relieved to settle the claims and is ready to move on with the business of providing medical care. Already, he says, Columbia has instituted portions of an integrity agreement required by the settlement.
An ethics and compliance officer in every hospital, a code of conduct for the company, a series of training sessions for employees, both here at the corporate offices and in the facilities. And it's a very extensive program, and one that we think is perhaps the most, or certainly one of the most, robust in the industry.
The $745 million settlement must still be approved by senior officials at the Justice Department and by a federal judge. There are two outstanding claims still pending against Columbia, one regarding Columbia contracts with doctors and one regarding accounting reports submitted to Medicare. Neither Justice Department nor Columbia officials would speculate when those claims would be settled. Financial analysts who follow Columbia's performance say $745 million is a lot of money, but it's a penalty the company can easily handle. On Wall Street, investors were clearly pleased with the settlement. Columbia's stock jumped 8% by the close of business on Thursday. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.